Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. After we learn about President Obama's 950 executive orders in 4 years, we find out now that he has issued new business regulations at the rate of 62 per day. These regulations affect both small and medium-sized businesses. So now we know that our president is against business. Are we doomed? Now our president, who told the Russian president that once he was reelected he would be more flexible on defense matters, he is going to meet with the current president, Vladimir Putin. In addition, our president wants to raise taxes and no spending cuts, and he is supportive of his left-wing liberal supporters. President Nixon resigned over Watergate, where no one was killed, but President Obama is off to Nevada campaigning at the time that he learns about the attack in Benghazi, Libya, where 4 people were killed, including our ambassador to our country. Our administration has consistently misled the American people. Reports that I am reading every day suggest a cover-up by the administration, and then there is the General Petraeus debacle. It has been suggested by high-ranking officials and military personnel that this news was delayed until after the election, even though the investigation had been ongoing for 6 months or longer. This biographer, Miss Broadwell, is now giving speeches about what went on in Benghazi. The only place she could have obtained that information was from General Petraeus. Now it gets worse. She has classified information according to recent resources, and now we learn she has top clearance as a West Point graduate given to her by the Army. And now it's spread. Our U.S. commander in Afghanistan is having similar problems. I leave you with a point to ponder. Do you think that there may have been security leaks because of this relationship between General Petraeus and Ms. Broadwell? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.